Warning: the following segment may cause uncontrollable cravings for coconut shrimp and Mai Tais. Kelly and Paul from the Velveteen Lounge Kitchen are stepping up to the microphone with tropical recipes so good they should come with a tiny umbrella. So now, let's get kitschy in the kitchen.
You're here today to share a wonderful tiki food recipe with us.
Yes, and we just tried it, and it's actually good.
Yeah. You sound surprised, Kelly.
It's from the joys of Jell-O, so, you know.
You never know.
You take your chances with the joys of Jell-O.
When you need a package of gelatin and a jar of mayonnaise, you're like, ah.
Exactly, a can of tuna.
Delicious.
Yeah, you're kind of tossing it up into in the air with that. No, that's good. No,
exactly.
It is good, because I did try to make it, too. Mine didn't come out all that great, but I did the best I could. I'll say that.
Okay, I did the lazy version, which I will tell you about.
Okay.
So
this was
rum?
Hawaiian Eiffel.
You
could add rum.
You could add rum.
I didn't. Yeah. Hawaiian Eiffel. It says sweet pineapple, tangy oranges, and crisp celery make a tempting salad. And it says 2 packages, 3 ounces each. Jell-O, orange pineapple, or orange gelatin. Well, you can also buy it in 6 ounce packages. So I got the 6 ounce of orange. 3/4 teaspoon salt. I'm sure I used more. 2 cups boiling water. 1 13.5 ounce a can pineapple tidbits. The cans are like 20 ounces now. I used the whole can.
Okay.
1 teaspoon vinegar. 1 cup diced orange sections. I just drained a can of mandarin oranges.
Why waste time slicing up an orange when it's already been done for you?
Version.
I love how you simplify it. I mean, that's good.
Yes. Yeah. 1 cup chopped celery. Dissolve Jell-O gelatin. I love that they have to keep reminding you it's Jell-O. It's in the joys of Jell-O, guys.
Right,
we know.
Don't use the other stuff.
And salt in boiling water. Drain pineapple measuring syrup. Add water to make 1.5 cups. You only have to add a tiny bit of water.
Okay.
Stir syrup and vinegar into gelatin. Chill until very thick. Then stir in fruit and celery. Pour into a 1.5 quart mold. Chill until firm. Unmold on lettuce.
We did not do that.
6 cups or 12 side salads.
Side salads.
It actually, the mold came out great because I used one of those Tupperware molds.
Okay,
that are kind of fail-safe.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Like a ring
exactly.
Mold.
Yeah. So,
I'm wondering. I'm wondering why they put a lot of these gelatin recipes on lettuce. I'm not sure where that's coming from.
It's supposed to be a salad.
So really? You put salad components.
This is a salad.
Okay. So far, like the only actual salad component you've got is celery, which you think, well, it's kind of strange. Although ultimately, it's bland enough that it gave it some texture without being weird.
I can see oranges and pineapple in a salad, but yes, this is 100% a dessert.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. For sure.
Unless
for sure.
You serve it on lettuce, and then it's a salad.
Although we actually noticed that we had a ring mold, which had this big empty feeling on the center, and she's like, "We should put something in there."
I'm like, "Crap, we got to put something in the middle."
I said, "We got some cottage cheese." Oh, perfect.
Yeah,
you know, now it's diet food.
Yeah,
exactly.
There was mold in it.
No, in the mold.
Yes.
In the jello
mold.
It was in the mold.
Not mold mold.
We added mold to it.
You add mold? Ooh.
All right, Tiki Ma.
You put mold in the mold. You let it sit on the counter for about a month,
mold?
And you've got mold.
And then you've
there
got
you go,
mold. See?
Mold.
You don't have to do anything to
just
add
let the
mold.
Air do its thing.
Mold
it's
will add itself.
It's like natural yeast. You just let the you know the brew sit there for a while, and eventually you've got tiki punch.
That's
boom.
Right. Okay. Let tiki nature take its course.
So you don't need
exactly. Take its course.
Tiki nature take its tiki course.
Let it ferment on its own.
That's right.
You guys are taking me back to my childhood because I swear every fancy dinner that I had at my grandmother's had a Jell-O mold.
Really?
Yes. Like this. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, wow. No one in my family did this.
Fancy,
oh, my,
huh?
Yes. I'm old enough
to
remember.
Yeah, Jell-O was very popular at our house. Yeah. Yeah.
But no, it was like this. It was molded. It was with the fruit.
Oh, yeah.
And it was fancy.
Wow.
Presentation.
Yeah, no, my mom made Jell-O, but she would pour it into 4 cups and put nothing in it.
And nothing.
No.
Here it is.
Yeah. One of the things that they kept even making was shredded carrots in the jello.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, I've seen that, too. I've seen that.
It's a salad.
I guess it was the way to try to get your kids to eat vegetables. I have no clue.
Yeah.
But that was so popular. But, no, holidays.
Oh, that was, it went all
holidays,
out then.
Holidays, it was what you made. It was the fancy fruit that, you know, you only got on holidays, and it was in jello. And it was the centerpiece of after dinner.
Oh, wow.
So
I love that.
I'm a certain age, so yes, I do remember.
My grandmother would do similar. She didn't do any, like, huge presentation molds, but there was always gelatin with fruit, including bananas, which I always thought was strange in gelatin.
Yeah. Yeah, I've always liked the bananas in my jello. I've always
had. Yeah, so have I.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
There we go.
And my mom always bought strawberry banana.
Oh, yeah. The flavor. Yeah, the flavor, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if they still make that.
We have to
they
take
must.
A look at that.
This they
is
must.
This is sounding more and more like a tiki drink in jello.
Yeah, you know, it could go in that direction very easily. I can see that.
You do know jello shots are a thing. So
they are. That's right.
Yeah. This show starts out classy, and then before you know it, it's Tiki Jello Shot.
It's all raunchy and gaudy.
Add a bit of Falernum.
Some Angostura bitters.
Take one for the team, yeah.
Well, you got to tiki-fy and rum-ify it for this
rum-ify.
For the show.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's awesome. So, well, you know... Yeah. So, listeners, if you didn't get a chance to get that recipe, I know there's a lot to it, but we made it super easy for you because over on ExoticTikiIsland.com, just click on the food recipes, and the Hawaiian Eiffel is the very first post, and there you'll see a very pretty picture of what Kelly's talking about. This is what it really looks like. Yeah.